I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey listeners, this is your host, Wim Liu. I wanted to let you know about a mini-series that we're doing here at Yahoo Sports Canada called Kawhi Watch, where me and Alex Wong break down the latest clues in Kawhi Leonard's huge free agency decision. You can find our 10-minute episodes on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube channel, aka the same place you find Inside the Green Room episodes, or you can just listen to the audio feed here on the Rapids Over Everything podcast feed. So without further ado, here's Kawhi Watch.
I really want to know if Kawhi Leonard is going to stay. It's been a few days since the championship parade. The euphoria still hasn't worn off, and it probably won't ever.
No.
But we still got to figure out, is Kawhi staying in Toronto or not? Raptors had a championship parade this week.
Yes.
Because they're champions.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And one of the things that happened was, you know, amidst all the chaos and the joy, a one more year chance started while Kawhi Leonard was on the double-decker bus. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle Lowry started a five more years chant.
Yes.
And we saw the famous Uncle Dennis, Dennis Robertson. Looks like he joined in on the five more years chant. Was that your read on that?
I think everyone was a little bit excited in that moment, for sure. But I think the love from fans was genuine. To put it into context, that chant was started on Lakeshore Boulevard, like right when it's underneath the Gardner. So it's like nobody ever goes there. And yeah. So for like thousands of fans to be packed under there and then to chant, you know, one more year and then five more years, it's a good sell. It's a good sell for sure. And I think people were really excited in that moment.
Yeah. So definitively, though, do you think Uncle Dennis was just on some kind of championship parade high? Or do you think that was a hint towards maybe a positive sign that they're considering? Because he was willing to join in on the chant, right?
I think he's definitely considering. This is obviously a legitimate option for them. We don't really know that much about Uncle Dennis, right? Because I think a lot of info that we got on Uncle Dennis was from the Spurs perspective. And obviously Spurs fans weren't really very thrilled with Uncle Dennis. The idea of Uncle Dennis is sort of like he's a supervillain. And I don't know if you saw this, but like at Pearson Airport, they were waiting in line for security. And some like 10-year-old fan walked up to Uncle Dennis at the airport and was like, hey, is Kawhi going to stay? And Uncle Dennis apparently said, quote, it wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
Yeah, so kind of cruel.
It would be cruel if he left.
But that was also a private conversation, though.
Sure, right? I guess.
Like, he didn't know that that was a conversation.
Is anything a private conversation nowadays?
Well, it should be. Like, that's a different discussion. But, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate in that he didn't know that that was a conversation that was get out there. Maybe that was just a thing that he has to say in that situation. But the good sign about Uncle Dennis that we saw also at the parade was he was sitting in the family and VIP section when everybody was getting introduced at Nathan Phillips Square. And when Masai was introduced, he got out of his seat.
Oh.
He got out of his way and started clapping Masai.
I mean, they have a relationship for sure.
And that's the thing, right? Like, it's important that they had this one year to get to know each other. Like, we've read those little tidbits about Uncle Dennis sitting down with Alex McKechnie in the hotel lobby, probably going through, like, Kawhi's low management plan.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously there is some kind of relationship between Masai and Uncle Dennis. Those are the things that, if we're going to boil it down to between the Raptors and Clippers, the Clippers don't have that yet, right? Like, all they've done is send Steve Ballmer in a January game to sit courtside.
Well, and Lawrence Frank.
Yeah, and Lawrence Frank asking
for media
credentials.
Lawrence Frank probably got, like, a closet full of, like, wigs and, like, fake mustaches and fake glasses just to, like, he just chips it up, you know? But
I can't believe they accept the Lawrence Frank media credential request. They should just reject it.
They really
should.
That's
what I think they
should. I mean, they got fined for tampering, so that's what they got. But, I mean, obviously that's important, right? I think, you know, you have to have confidence in the front office knowing that someone like Masai is able to continuously keep the team competitive. I think the two sides being friendly and obviously, like, they shared a big hug after the Sixer game as well. Obviously, you're going to hug anyone after you see Kawhi shot.
You don't necessarily have to, though.
I know, but still.
And how could you not like Masai after looking at everything that he's done?
Yeah,
in terms of putting Kawhi in a position to succeed, obviously you give a lot of credit to Kawhi himself, right? But the low management plan and the trades that he made, and he built a championship team.
Really, it's about the business aspect, too. I think there has to be full confidence in the fact that Masai can keep the team competitive, and I think they've shown that now. Obviously, they won a title, but, like, can they now pitch the other elements of Toronto, right? Yeah. There's a lot of big, there's a big fan base. Sort of, how do you capitalize, not on the fan base, but how do you sort of turn that into more revenue opportunities where, you know, it's not just about player salaries for players. Mm-hmm. I think it's about everything else. And I think if that aspect of Masai and everyone else in the organization can sort of present Kawhi with, like, hey, there's these business opportunities, and they will equal to something that you will get in LA, then yeah, why would he not stay?
Yeah. Did you see the Niagara Falls photos?
I did see Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Thoughts?
I mean, first of all, how many Raptors players have gone to Niagara Falls? I feel like this is like the first. I don't know.
No, but Kawhi promised Serge earlier this season on How Hungry Are You that he was going to go to Niagara Falls, right? So he kept his promise. He took a trip to Niagara Falls and was mobbed by fans.
Sure.
I think he was with his family. They were taking photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think he enjoyed Niagara Falls?
I mean, okay, so I've been to Niagara Falls like six times.
Yeah. First of all, why you've gone six times?
I have.
I've only ever taken the Asian tour bus to Falls View and, like, pass by.
Every time I have new Asian relatives come to Toronto, they always want to go to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, yeah. Niagara Falls is a little disappointing.
I've been there many times.
What is, like, the NBA player comparison of Niagara Falls? Maybe, like, Tyreek Evans?
Like
actually, that's
Zach LaVine?
Yeah,
you're like,
Zach
LaVine. You're expecting a dunk every time, but then he's going to miss, like, a 22-foot jumper. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I think he probably had a good time. I mean, I think what this says more than anything else is that Kawhi is very much a man of his word, you know what I mean? Like, anything that he says, I think that holds way more credence than anything anyone says about him.
Yep.
In the sense that, like, literally, I know this is very small to say, like, oh, I'm going to go to Niagara Falls, and then he actually goes. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is, if you go back with our track record of what Kawhi says versus what Kawhi does, it's very, very much connected one-to-one. And, like, for a lot of people, it's just not like that. So I think
He keeps his word.
He keeps his word. So in terms of free agency, like, we should really keep that in mind as compared to what Kawhi says versus what other people say about him.
Yeah. The other thing people were saying, that maybe he was just visiting, like, one last time before he leaves. Just wanted to get that in.
But then he went back to Toronto the night of, and he, like, sat down with Corey Joe at Cactus Club. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Also, people have been tracking Kawhi's movements, like, very heavily. I do want to say, like, we got to give him, like, his personal space.
Oh, definitely.
I think it's fun to, like, kind of break down the different speculations, things that happen at the parade.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, speculation about his personal life and things like that, like, this is still strictly kind of, like, a basketball thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a basketball thing. We should keep it, like, within those boundaries.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. So, my major positive that I'm going to bring to you is, so...
Okay.
I know you're not into shoes. I see you wearing the same pair for 6 months. I'm not trying to slander you.
There's no
shots of your sneakers, but real ones, no.
They're mad dirty.
That was also a New Balance catchphrase, if you didn't know. So yesterday, New Balance dropped a championship pack, Kawhi Leonard championship pack. Two pairs of shoes. They were both in Raptors colorway. The famous purple was on it, the red.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody rushed online to pre-order.
Because
the shoes aren't ready, right? They sold out in like a minute. And I found out that the pre-orders will ship out on July 1st.
Okay.
Timed right with free agency. It'd be kind of cruel if the shoes shipped and arrived at all these Raptors fans' places as he was announcing a decision to leave. Would that be too cruel? Would LeBron, like, that's like LeBron announcing the decision while, like, selling a shoe, and then, like, you know,
that would be
Cavs fans are just receiving the shoes and possibly burning them?
It's got to be positive that he's making all this branding. I mean, if you look at the bigger picture, right, New Balance making this whole campaign about King of the North.
Yeah.
It doesn't really resonate as much if he leaves.
Yeah. How are they going to rebrand him in L.A.?
King of the South.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it won't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Lawrence Frank's big catch. I think that'll be it.
If I see Lawrence Frank on the street, I'm fighting him. I don't care.
All right. Heat Stay confidence check. Before I ask you for your percentage this time. So, I'm sure you've saw the Vegas odds. Raptors and Clippers are head-to-head right now. Plus 110 as favorites to Lay and Kawhi. And Woj from ESPN said last night that the Clippers are in the lead and the Raptors are running out of time to close the gap. So I don't know how you feel about that, but with that in mind, last time we were at 70%, how are you feeling with everything that we talked about?
Like I said previously, I trust Kawhi, what he says and what he does, more than what people say about him, especially because I think reporting does come from a specific source. So I will say I'm still at 75. Yeah,
you're at 75.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll join you.
Wow!
I had a nice walk today.
Went from 60 to 75.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites to walk in the rain. I'm feeling positive. 75 is like a real person's 100. So
okay,
basically he's coming back. I can't wait till all of this is on Freezing Cold Takes. So let us know what you think. If you have any thoughts on the things that we discussed today, let us know in the comments. And let us know if there's kind of other things that you think are pointing in the right or wrong direction in terms of Kawhi staying or not. And we'll be back next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.